Hello, and thank you for joining us for Options Talk with OIC. I'm your host, Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing at the Options Industry Council. OIC is a nonprofit initiative that was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways you can stay in touch. Become a fan of OIC on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at options_EDU. And join our group, OIC, on LinkedIn. Today we are going to be speaking with industry experts about some of the latest topics impacting the options industry. Volatility is a particularly strong buzzword in the options industry, and there are actual strategies that deal specifically with that topic. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about volatility spreads. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's delve right into this topic of volatility spreads. Here with me today is Aubrey Greenspun, Senior Business Analyst for NASDAQ OMX VILX. Aubrey, thanks for joining us. Now, Aubrey, what's your role at NASDAQ OMX VILX?
Well, as you said, I'm a business analyst. I serve as the liaison between our business team and our development team. I have 14 years of trading experience behind me, so I make recommendations and improvements to our trading system.
Great. Well, before we get started on discussing volatility spreads, I think it would be a good idea to briefly define volatility. How do you define volatility, Aubrey?
Well, in a nutshell, volatility is a measure of fluctuation in the market price of an underlying security. You know, you can go more formally, mathematically, volatility is the annualized standard deviation of returns. Also, when we're talking about volatility, there's two different types of volatility that we speak of, historic and implied.
Would you explain the difference between the two?
Sure. Historic is a measure of how much the underlying has moved in the past, whereas implied is the expected amount of movement in the future. The market's forecast, it's a prediction. But like any prediction, it may or may not hold true.
Okay, well, an important distinction between the two, historic versus implied volatility. Good. Now, how are options used to capture volatility movements in the marketplace?
I think you're asking me how an investor can profit from volatile moves in the market.
You're right.
As most of us know, if volatility in the market is going up, as an investor, one would need to be long options to benefit from increasing premiums that accompany higher volatility.
When we talk about volatility spreads, we could be talking about either long or short spreads. What's the difference between the two types of spreads?
Well, we're talking about spreads. So each option in a spread has its own volatility risk, which we call vega. A long spread will have long options with larger volatility vegas than short options in the spread.
What are some examples of volatility spreads? And I guess also, why would investors use these types of spreads?
Two prevalent types of volatility spreads are back spreads and calendar spreads. Back spreads, by definition, are when an investor sells an in-the-money or at-the-money option while buying a greater number of out-of-the-money options. These are often used when an investor is anticipating extreme movement in the marketplace. Back spreads can be used whether you have a bullish or a bearish forecast for the marketplace. If you wanted to put on a bullish back spread, you could put on a bull call spread, which would involve selling an at-the-money call and buying more out-of-the-money calls.
All right.
A lot of times this is done in 1-to-2 ratio.
Mm-hmm.
If I was bearish, I could put on a bear put spread. I could sell an at-the-money put and buy 2 out-of-the-money puts.
Okay. What other types of, you know, volatility spreads are out there?
There's also calendar spreads. They're often more delta neutral in nature, but long volatility, because longer dated options carry more volatility than shorter dated options. For example, a calendar spread could be that you buy a 60-day call while simultaneously selling a shorter dated option, maybe a 30-day option.
Mm-hmm.
So as when your front month option expires, you'll be carrying a longer dated option and still be carrying volatility.
And that's the calendar spread.
That's the calendar spread.
Very good. Now, what about some other volatility strategies?
Some other common strategies are straddles and strangles. They're very, very similar in nature. Straddles would be when you buy both a call and a put in the same expiration month and the same strike, whereas strangle, you're again buying both a call and a put, but buying them in two different strikes in the same month.
So these aren't spreads. These are, you know, buying both.
Technically speaking, they're not spreads because I'm buying both options. That's correct.
Okay. What are some pointers that investors should keep in mind when using volatility spreads?
Well, investors should be aware that options have volatility risk, of course. You know, the vega associated with them. So when a spread position is initiated, it makes sense to know whether the combination of options results in a long or short volatility position. Investors should also be aware of relative implied volatility, meaning know the implied volatility of similar options, similar stocks.
Where can investor find that kind of information? Because it does sound so important.
I know the OIC has a great resource at www.optionseducation.org. Another great way to understand volatility much better is by use of a virtual trading account, which you can also do through the OIC website.
That is a great tool that we offer, and it's great that you mention it.
Anytime an investor goes to trade options, they should have a forecast. They should understand where they expect the market to move, as well as the volatility risk associated with the options they're looking to trade. When using volatility spreads, it's very important for investors to see how the volatility position changes as the stock or index moves up and down. The movement in the underlying will change the volatility delta in a spread.
Can you give us an example to explain how that works?
Sure. A lower priced stock, say a $10 stock, will have a much lower volatility exposure than, say, a high-flying stock that's trading $100 or $200.
So investors can go back to those OIC trading tools like the virtual trade tool to see what the volatility will be at different levels?
Yes. You know, use the tool, plug in some real live examples, and see how the volatility movements occur with the marketplace movement.
Outstanding. Well, Aubrey, thanks. That's all the time we have for today, and thanks for joining me on the show. Aubrey is one of our OIC instructors, so keep an eye out for her coming to a seminar near you. Also, if you ever have any options-related questions, check out our website at www.optionseducation.org or call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. We've got professionals there 5 days a week to answer any of your questions. So please, give them a call. They want to hear from you. And don't forget, we've got that virtual trading tool as well. So there are lots of resources out there. Don't be afraid to use them. And we want to hear from you on how we are doing. So don't hesitate to email me at options@theocc.com. And don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. You can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.